Ooh, it's really hot.
Is it? Today. Yeah. I'm okay.
It's July already.
Wait, is it? July? Yes, it's July 1st.
It's July 1st.
Yes, and this month is my birthday month. Who cares? No one cares.
Congratulations.
Yay. So
how old are you going to be?
No, don't ask me.
Oh, that's right.
No, I'm actually...
We were talking about that.
Yeah, last episode.
Not to ask.
And you have to say I look only half my age, right?
Yeah, you look only half.
So I'm 40.
Oh, you said it.
Yep. I'm 40.
Congratulations. Welcome to the 40s.
Thank you. I'm excited. So we actually have an email that we didn't introduce. Mm-hmm. Should I introduce it? Do you want to read it?
You'll be able to eat less tonkatsu when you turn 40.
I need to eat less tonkatsu?
You will be able to eat less tonkatsu.
Why?
Because the fatty food gets a bit more fatty than...
And it gets heavy.
Yeah.
And that's actually started
when
2 years ago.
Really?
Okay. I think my body was gradually getting
used
to it.
That was quick for you.
Yes, it was.
It started when I was 40.
I still love it, but I have to control myself and pace it because I can't have it like every month.
Mm-hmm.
Every other month, maybe.
I could have it, you know, I wanted it every day.
When you were younger.
When I was in 30s. But now I maybe like 3 times a week.
Oh, that's still a lot. You need to be careful.
Yeah.
So we have an email. And it's Dear Shinohada-san and Fumika-san, my name is Hiro, a Japanese guy who lives in Sydney, Australia. Wow. Australia.
First time from Australia? No,
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
No. We have other emails. But it's been a while, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I found this program through the TuneIn app a couple months ago, and since then I am a big fan of your program.
Great.
I especially enjoy the interactions between Shinohada-san and Fumika-san, which is always funny. That gives me a lot of laughter. I'm glad people enjoy our interaction because we're just being ourselves, right?
Yeah.
So that's great. So I have 3 daughters to myself and raising them in Australia. Wow. I have been trying to teach them Japanese culture, so rakugo in both Japanese and English would be very interesting to teach them since they speak both languages. Wow, just like me.
Yeah.
Yes. I also wonder if Shinohara-san and Fumika-san have a chance to visit Sydney to do a rakugo show in Sydney for both Australian and Japanese audiences. I look forward to hearing from you too soon. Kind regards, Hiro.
I would really love to do that.
Yeah. And like,
I've always wanted to go to Australia.
Have you been at all?
I've been once to a place called Perth.
Oh, okay. Was that for vacation or?
That was for work.
Oh.
For my former work.
Oh, not rakugo.
Because I was working for an iron ore division.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think you've told us before. Yeah.
Iron ore. Big mountains in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Australia is really nice because there's no jet lag, right? There's maybe one hour, 2 hours.
Yeah. But it takes about like 7 or 8 hours. And it only takes 7 or 8 hours,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Hiro-san, please invite me.
Please invite me.
Talk to your friends.
Yes. That would be really fun.
But he was commenting about trying to teach his daughters about Japanese culture, right? Maybe they've been living all their lives in Sydney since they were born.
Yeah, depending on how old are they.
Maybe just like you.
Just like me, yeah.
You stepped on the Japanese land at age 18 for the first time, right?
I started living in Japan 18. My first time was 4 years. I would come back to Japan every 4 years. I was like the Olympics.
Oh, really?
Every 4 years. Because I think back then,
it was
probably a lot more expensive than it is now
traveling.
To bring 2 kids, the whole family.
Yeah.
So it was only every 4 years that we would come back.
Wow, so rare.
Yeah.
So how long would you be staying in Japan?
Just during the summer vacation.
So a couple of months. A
couple of months, yeah. Like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because American vacation time was longer. And I was able to go to the elementary schools in Japan.
Oh, okay.
So that was also really great.
So you went to school in Japan?
Like just during the summer. But it was only like a week or two. Because, you know, there's 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. So that would be really... maybe Hiro-san already does that. You know, he brings his kids back. Because that's a really good way to... experience Japanese culture through the kids, you know?
Yeah.
And it's great because, especially if you're from overseas, all the kids in the class are like, oh, wow, you know, and they, like, treat you really nicely, and they, like, ask
you're like
you
a star.
Yeah, exactly. You feel like a star.
They don't bully you? Like, you know?
No. I don't think so. Maybe they did. I didn't realize.
You didn't realize.
I'm the kind of person that doesn't realize. If people like say negative things about me, I don't really realize. And I turn it into positivity. That's just me. But yeah. I wonder which his kids speak more, English or Japanese. Yeah. But yes, definitely it's important that they, you know, keep the Japanese culture in them.
Mm-hmm. Through this program.
Through this program, yes. Yeah. So
we were talking about making compliments, you know, the Japanese compliment or Osseji culture, right? And talking about which kinds of compliments would hit your heart, you know, would make you really happy.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm not sure if this whole, that part of the Japanese culture is something he wants to teach his kids. It's kind of like a fake...
It's a fake one.
Fake
but compliment. Maybe, you know, you should know the fake things.
Yeah.
So, Osseji. Or a real compliment is fine. I mean, looks. So, we were talking about that the compliments in Rakugo are concentrated in the looks area.
In the stories. It's often about how, oh, look at the beautiful ghost. Or it's a fat.
Especially
with Okiku. Yeah. It's like she's fat now. Or it's about the looks. Nothing about like the personality.
That's true.
Yeah. But is there...
Are you happy when people compliment your looks?
I mean, yeah. I mean, of course, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not good at accepting compliments. I'm very Japanese in that way.
When you're speaking Japanese,
when I'm speaking in Japanese, if you're like, oh, wow.
Or, wakai desu ne.
I'm like, sonna koto nai desu yo.
28歳 gurai ni miemasu.
No, I don't look 28. You know, it's like, I would always like, no, I don't, you know.
You would be refusing every compliment.
That's really weird. Because if you said that to me in English, that I look 28, I'd be like... Actually, no. Okay, this
that is too much.
It's too much. It's too much. I can't. I don't even know how to reply to that.
Maybe
in English.
Like you look young.
I look young. No, I actually. Oh well, thank you.
But then maybe
I don't know
you're
what
not.
I would say.
Maybe you're not happy because, you know, that might mean that you look childish or you are childish.
Yeah,
kind of like
I don't. It depends on the person. But when I get complimented about looking young or not looking 40 or whatever, I'm not really that happy, especially if it's someone that really knows me well.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like they think I'm childish, like I'm not acting my age. So, yeah, I'm not really happy.
So, yeah, based on compliments, based on character is more, you know, appreciated, right? Especially for, not especially for children, maybe.
What do you mean?
Well, I was... The other day, I was really, really impressed with a 5-year-old child.
What were you doing with... Okay, I was going to ask. Yeah. Oh, do you have a... Yeah.
I had a show. a friend or... So I had a show in a place called Yamaguchi Prefecture. And the organizers were a couple. Married couple, right? And they were in their... early 30s, I think. And they organized my Rakugo show, and it was it ended safely. And then after the show was over, we went to a temple nearby where they had rented some things for the Rakugo show to return the things that they had rented. And when we went to the temple, the wife of the priest came out, and she told us to stay for a bit of tea. And my flight schedule was maybe like I could stay for 20 minutes. But we still had 20 minutes. So we decided to stay, and we had a chat. And then maybe 10 minutes into the conversation, the 5-year-old child, the son of the organizers, says, hey, isn't it almost time for Shinoharu-san's departure time? And then all the adults realize, oh no, we still had 10 minutes, but then, you know, it's better to move quickly. So we said, oh yeah, that's right, we should get moving. And then we decided to leave, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we were like, thank you very much for the tea. See you again. Bye-bye. And we left on the car. And then once we hopped on the car, the son, Ik-kun was his name. Mm-hmm. Ik-kun says, did you want to stay a little longer? Did you have to leave because I commented about the departure time? Did I make you all leave? And things like that. I was really surprised. Mm-hmm. That's not something that a five-year-old can say.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was 5 years old, I was just acting according to my own will, mm-hmm. you know? Just that. Mm-hmm, I feel hungry, so I say, I'm hungry, I want to eat something. Mm-hmm.
Or if you're bored, you're just like, I'm bored,
yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, I want to leave.
Yeah. That, he's 5 years old?
Yeah, he's 5 years old.
And he's worried about your flight time, and he's...
Yeah.
Wow, that's... I've never heard about a kid like that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was five, and I said, so how... Is he in third grade or fourth grade, which means like eight or nine? Mm-hmm. I was surprised when the couple said, he's five.
Mm-hmm.
What? That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
There's no five-year-old who can do this.
He's like a little manager.
Yeah.
Wow. But I think I would, if I saw that kid, I would be like, wow, how did you guys raise him? You know, mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. what I would want to know. Like, it's
you would
probably,
be curious as a mother.
It's probably, as a uh-huh. mother, yeah. It's yeah. probably because of the way his parents are acting. You know, mm-hmm. they're always very considerate and thoughtful
I
and caring
so.
About the person that they're taking care of.
Yeah.
That he's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm,
that's, so yeah. I was impressed. And I commented about that mm-hmm. and about my surprise. And I guess they were happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. As a mother, if I was his mother, I would be happy rather than being like, oh, he's such a cute little boy. It was a boy, right? It was a cute little boy. I would be happy if you noticed how thoughtful and considerate he mm-hmm. was, you know?
They said he's just a baby at home, but I guess, you know.
Outside.
Yeah, mm-hmm. outside.
And he must be used to being with other, like, adults or being in situations like that.
Yeah. Hmm. The fact that he called me Shinoharu-san made me happy too.
What do you mean? Not Oji-san? Or what?
Yeah. This guy.
Oh, yeah. He remembers your name, and that's there's respect.
Yeah. I mean, five-year-olds don't remember the mm-hmm. name of that person mm-hmm. that quickly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But once in a while, he would call me Rakugoka no Oji-san.
Oh.
Maybe like once in five times. Uh-huh. You'd be calling me Shinoharu-san, Rakugoka no Oji-san.
He probably forgot at that moment.
Yeah. Mm. That was cute.
Wow.
So that kind of character
mm-hmm.
impresses.
Five-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you complimented him?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You complimented him directly or the parents?
The parents.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And he was in the car with you? Was he like...
I guess when he was not around, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And then you guys were just talking about mm-hmm. what an amazing kid he was.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love compliments like that if we're... Yeah.
There was another incident
mm-hmm.
where a child... impressed me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I went to an elementary school
mm-hmm.
In Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm. To do rakugo show?
Yeah, uh-huh. to do a rakugo show. Mm-hmm. And then after the show was over, maybe about a month later, mm-hmm. I received, you know, their letters
mm-hmm.
from them
mm-hmm.
with their impressions of the show
mm-hmm.
from little kids, mm-hmm. you know, first grader to sixth graders.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I was reading them. They were very nice. They enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but what was impressive was that there was a second grade girl who wrote to me.
Mm-hmm.
And her letter was very long. And she said, she commented on how happy she was and how great she enjoyed the show and how she was impressed that I can make a loud voice. A loud sound, mm-hmm. high sound, mm-hmm. low sound.
All the different
like
voices. Yeah.
And then at the end, she wrote, I enjoyed the show so much that I want you to come back. And the reason why she wanted me to come back
mm-hmm.
was what impressed me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it was?
I think you told us about this.
I think I did.
Yeah. It was because she wanted what? Her family?
Wanted the incoming first graders to experience the same joy that she felt.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. I was impressed too.
Yeah.
While I was talking, I had a feeling that I had talked about
it. Yeah. He told us about this in the past, yeah. But I mean, it's a good story. Like, kids mm-hmm. like that, it's like, yeah. I mean, this doesn't connect to complimenting people, but yeah. it's like, I mean, these kids are
but
amazing.
That's a compliment to their parents. How yeah. could you raise kids who could think about others like mm-hmm. that?
Mm-hmm. For sure. For the income. And it's not like as if she had a little brother in the first grade or something, probably, right? It's yeah. She just wanted them to all mm-hmm. enjoy mm-hmm. this, too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that letter was very convincing.
Mm-hmm. And are you going back for next year? Or
if
was it
they
this
invite
year?
Me, if the principal or if the teachers invite me.
You should send that letter back to the principal you should
yeah.
make her wish
yeah,
come
I
true.
Yeah, I told them, though. I told them that
oh,
I was
did?
Impressed with the letter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, but as a parent, I think that's something I would... actually, I'm not sure if I would be happy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would say, like, my older son is a kitsukai.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
kind of like the five-year-old, mm-hmm. which kitsukou means, like, very thoughtful, caring. I don't know
yeah,
how
yeah.
to... There, is there
considerate,
considerate
for other people?
Yeah, considerate for other people. Uh-huh. But I think kitsukou is a little bit... It's, like, a little bit different nuance, you know? It's
okay,
like,
okay.
I don't know, don't you think so? It's, like, yeah, considerate for other people in a different way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But sometimes he worries too much about the other people.
Other people think about him?
No, not what they think about, but it's like, so if we're at dinner, mm-hmm. you know, he's quick to like pass the tea around to everybody.
Wow.
Or like...
Wow.
But I think it's just because I'm that kind of person.
You are.
I'm usually when I go drinking, I'm quite like, if there's...
Caretaking
I take
kind
care,
of
because that was like what I used to do for as a previous job. I would be like taking care of, you know, artists, or I would be taking care of people, and I would have mm-hmm. to make sure everyone's happy, and mm-hmm. I would order the food, and
wow.
you know, I would be like a coordinator,
so,
kind of.
So he takes a lot after you.
Probably, he's seen me do that when I go out drinking, or if there's like a pitcher
yeah.
of water, I would, you know, put the water in the cup, and then mm-hmm. I would just pass it out, like, naturally. Mm-hmm. But just because, you know, the main reason is because I want the water, so
okay.
pass it to everyone, and then I can drink it.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah.
But yeah, sometimes, so people would compliment me mm-hmm. on that.
Mm.
And I'm so happy about that. But then sometimes I'm like, oh, wait, he's only 10 years old and he's doing that.
Oh,
it's kind
yeah.
of a bit
okay.
too much. You
I
know
see.
What I mean?
Yeah, I know.
It's like, I know he's not...
He doesn't have to do that at
yeah,
his
he doesn't,
age.
Yeah. So sometimes kids go, like, you know, kids that are considerate for other people are mm-hmm. great.
Yeah.
And, you know, to an outside person, it might appear wonderful.
Yeah.
But sometimes I worry. I'm like, oh, no, it's, like, too much for him to do.
Yeah,
you know, I want
yeah,
him
yeah.
to just have fun and not think about anything like mm-hmm. you were back in your in your age.
Like I was. Yeah.
You know?
I would not think about others.
Yeah.
To this day.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
I see.
Yeah. But, it, like, complimenting and, yeah, it's hard to understand what people would be happy with,
mm-hmm.
right?
So I think the conclusion is,
yeah,
Oseji doesn't work in modern days.
Yes.
Oseji, which means like false compliments.
Like empty compliments.
Empty
no
compliments.
Feelings, yeah.
Right. There's no set rule.
Mm-hmm.
There's no routine for the perfect Oseji
mm-hmm.
in the modern world, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you just have to be honest, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
To say what you really think.
Mm-hmm. That's the key.
Yeah.
But yeah, with this day and age, with SNS and everything, it's just all becoming hard. Don't you think so? So I think a lot of people are able to say what they feel
mm-hmm.
if they don't, what is it? If they don't have their name.
Yeah, yeah. Usually it works in the negative way.
Yeah, it works in
right.
the negative way.
Because, I was, that was very, very apparent when I appeared in a TV show a
mm-hmm.
while ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was looking at Twitter and Facebook,
mm-hmm.
the comments that I received.
Oh, okay.
And the comments I received in Facebook were very, very good.
Because you know who's writing.
Yeah. Half were positive.
Mm-hmm.
Half was neutral,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
just like I saw you.
Oh,
or something like that. And it was funny, you
mm-hmm.
know. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a great chance,
mm-hmm.
and things like that,
mm-hmm.
right? Twitter.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the users are anonymous, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I can.
So
imagine.
It's very, very different.
Mm.
20% positive.
Mm-hmm.
30% negative.
Okay.
50% neutral.
Oh, so there's negativity in there.
Negative.
Yeah.
Yes. And the negative was very, very severe.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Compared to... Yeah, but it was funny. Because the way of being negative was very, very funny.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. But I guess you're able to accept negativity in a good way, that means.
Yeah, because I went to dig for those.
Oh, okay. You wanted to, you're like, you, yeah, you looked
it up. To
create
my own story.
I see, I see.
Of the experience of digging up negative comments.
I see.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're able to use that in a good way.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like with the new, you know, ways.
But in the Facebook, mm-hmm. probably... you know, a big portion of the positive comments or the neutral comments were oseji. Because mm-hmm. what you feel mm-hmm. is probably not that different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So...
No, I don't think that would be oseji. Because if it was purposely, if it was like empty compliments, mm-hmm. they probably wouldn't have written anything.
Maybe so.
So if they took the time to write it, they probably, maybe they had some, oh no, that wasn't good kind of feeling. But, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure they really felt it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Especially if they took the time to write it, you know? And they were just really happy to see you on TV, probably.
Yeah. It, probably they knew me more mm-hmm, mm-hmm. through Facebook, mm. I guess.
Mm. That's good. So you interact with your fans or your audience and stuff?
Yeah, I do. So please send me.
Compliments.
Yeah, compliments.
Even if it's empty compliments.
Yeah.
Oseji.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it's something negative, too, I'll just use it in my show as well.
As your makura. Yeah. That's good. That's a good thing about, like...
Being a rakugoka.
Uh-huh. Yeah, or comedians or whatever, you know. It's like you're able to...
Because bad experiences make the best stories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But does that affect you at all? Does it kind of, like... Do you get hurt at all?
I usually do not dig up negative comments in my normal shows.
Oh, okay.
Because that's too much.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a good chance that I appeared in front of people who don't know me.
Oh, I see. That's why you wanted to see what the comment was.
Yeah.
I see.
So, And I very much felt the difference between Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
That's interesting.
And real, you know, email messages and stuff like that.
Or just live, real people giving you compliments
or
opinions.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm. Today was kind of about
oseji, Japanese culture,
kind of. Mm-hmm. We just started rambling on, but yeah.
It's changing, though.
Mm-hmm.
We do not comment too much on the outside looks in Japan compared to the old days
mm-hmm.
now, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you think your rakugo stories will start changing too?
Oh, maybe.
It would be like different ways to compliment.
They have been changing.
Really? Already?
Yeah. They, you know, through these 300 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 300,
yes.
They
have been changing. Minor changes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the storyline may be the same, but the words that the characters speak have been changing little by little to suit the age.
You know, it would be so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a random idea.
Yeah.
But it's like, for you to have a show with just one story.
One story?
And you do the one story.
Yeah.
The first one would be how many?
The old traditional way.
The old traditional way.
Yeah.
The second one would be the in between, like maybe 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And then the third one would be now.
Uh-huh.
So you do the same story three times.
Are people going to laugh at the second time and third time?
I don't know.
If they do, then...
I guess
if there's a big enough of a change, then maybe.
Maybe the middle one you don't need, but like the back in the days and now version, if you do the two different versions, it would be so... Maybe this would be targeted towards the real rakugo lovers.
Yeah.
Not new rakugo fans, because they would want to just hear different kind of stories.
Mm-hmm.
But people who really love rakugo...
Maybe that could happen to some stories that have disappeared already because they don't suit the current values.
Mm-hmm.
But then maybe if we change it a little bit to suit the current values and, you know, make it so that people can appreciate the stories.
And understand it more. Uh-huh.
Then that would work.
Oh.
So maybe I can do the original version that has disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be very, very boring, probably.
Do you think so?
Because it disappeared.
Oh, I guess because it obviously doesn't fit the audience right now. But that would be interesting. Like, just to see the difference. And, you know, obviously in your makura or in between when you're explaining, you can explain that this might be boring, but...
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That would be...
Maybe I'll do that.
It'd be... Especially people who really love rakugo, you know, and they've heard the many stories they've heard. Because obviously people who keep repeating and coming to listen, they know the story and they know the punchline, but they keep coming back because they love it.
Yeah.
So that would be, like, quite interesting.
A minor version of that is happening when I translate the story into English. I change it so that the international audience can appreciate the stories.
Of course.
So then maybe I can do a direct translation of the Japanese story. And then it would probably offend some people. Probably some people will feel it is not very, very funny at all.
Because they just don't understand it culturally. Yeah.
And then maybe I can do the arranged version.
No, but I'm not sure if it'll work in English. Just this concept in general. I just meant in Japanese. It would be interesting.
Yeah.
I think the English people will probably just already feel like the Japanese culture, even if it's a modern day.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Story, just because, you know, the situation that it's in and the fact that you're doing it, you know? I don't know, you're just like, yeah, whatever, I'm not going to do that. But it was just like a random thought. I thought it would just be interesting. And if you do that, I'll go. That'll be my first Japanese
first show that
I go to.
Wow.
The same story. I would want to hear the difference.
Okay.
Yes. So,
I'll try to do that.
Yes. Anyways, we have been babbling on about random stuff.
Okay.
So let's end the
Wrap
it up.
Okay.
If you have any emails or comments, please email us at rakugo@tfm.co.jp. That's rakugo@tfm.co.jp.
So it'll be mid-July.
Yes.
Next episode.
Yes.
And we'll introduce a summer story, I guess. Maybe
will you?
If there is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a nice summer break.
Yes, you too. No, it's not summer break yet in Japan.
Not yet. All right.
Yes. Why did you change your tone of voice all of a sudden?
I don't know.
It's like the ending mode.
I think I just got exhausted.
I think so too. Okay.
All right. See you again. Bye-bye, Shinoharu.
And Fumika. Bye.
It was just like saying bye-bye to Shinoharu.
Bye.
Bye-bye.